Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. So, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you will. Gotta do this first. There we go. Rise together with me, and we will. Hold on. Just everybody do what you're supposed to do. Rise together with me, and we'll make our pledge of allegiance to this great nation under God. All right. Brenda, Your Honor, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who paid the last full measure of devotion, those who in their lifetime bear the scars of combat in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who will stand somewhere today in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds. In honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of the fallen soldiers. This moment of silence begins now. Now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, all right. Let's pray now our opening prayer like we do. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Pause for a moment. Father, help us come to the revelation of the knowledge
of what we just spoke. Help us come to the revelation of the knowledge. Let's keep praying. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We fulfill the Great Commission today. And Jesus speaks to us saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. I am telling you, I am with you all the way to the end of the age. Amen and amen and amen. And now, God bless the nations of the world to hear the word of faith. We bless these believers and these nations now. United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, South Africa, Niger, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Tunisia, Oman, New Zealand, Australia, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines, Japan, Vietnam, South Korea, Samoan Islands, Thailand, India, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, United States, Ireland, Spain, Belgium, France, Portugal, Germany, Switzerland, Hungary, Finland, Netherlands, Sweden, Estonia, Serbia, Czech Republic, Ukraine, Poland, Russia, China, New Guinea, United Arab Emirates, and all the nations of the world, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we minister to the saints around the world, according to God's holy living word, God sees our determination to change our world. Hebrews 6:10, God will never be unjust and forget our work and labor of love which we have shown toward his name, in that we have ministered to the saints here and around the world. My life is a seed I am sowing now to bless others. Luke 6:38. I give, and I know that what I give will be given to me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It will be put into my life. For with the same measure that I use to sow, it will be measured back to me in that same measure tonight. And now, the commanded blessing of unity, Psalm 133. Behold, speak it boldly. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is the precious anointing oil running down on the edge of Aaron's garments. It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there, in dwelling together in unity, the Lord commands the blessing on our lives, life forevermore. Say it with me. Thank you, Lord, for your commanded blessing in my life tonight in Jesus' mighty name. It's Jesus' mighty name. As Jesus instructs, we agree together for the victory. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything, I like that, concerning anything that they ask, it shall be done for them by my Father, which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst of them. Let's read verse 20 again. I really like this. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Thank you, Jesus, for being in the midst of us. All believers are one and the same in God our Father. Now, we're speaking the word of God, and the angels are grabbing this word and running through the heavenlies with it. And I really like that. There is one body and one spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given. Want to say it with me? Thank God for his grace in our and my life right now. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your gift in my life right here, right now, tonight, in Jesus' mighty name. And now it's Saturday night. Churches are going all over the United States of America, and it's Sunday morning on the other side of the earth. Father, right now we bless all the fivefold ministry gifts that are out there working diligently right now, bringing forth the word of God. May the power of the Holy Spirit flow around this world in their lives like it has never flowed before. May people just stand in awe of the wonderful, beautiful, awesome presence and power of God. May their lives be filled with expressions of joy for who you are in their lives right now tonight. Speak it with me. Jesus himself is the one who gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. God bless the fivefold ministry with boldness for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus the Christ, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. Say it again. I may be filled with all the fullness of God. I love that statement, that God wants to fill you and me with all of his fullness. Verse 14. So that we will no longer be children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Father, expose their wicked plotting that are in the church, trying to lead people astray. And I ask you tonight, Father, of God, who doesn't realize he is going astray and he's leading people astray, wake him up to see what he's saying. Verse 16, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by that which every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Thank you, Jesus. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. And now we pray for Washington, D.C. Revival in the White House. Send it, Jesus. It doesn't, we know you. It doesn't matter whether they want revival in the White House or not. We're speaking revival in the White House. And those liars that are there that are perverse and wicked and reprobate, move them out and bring us men and women of God and righteousness. Revival in the judicial branch. We ask for unanimous decisions in the Supreme Court that take us back to our founding documents. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation. And we declare, God bless America. May God bless America today in Jesus' mighty name. As we the people, united we stand. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But as Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for, and so nobly advanced. Help us to be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Now, let's make our declaration against the isms. In the name, high above every name, high above every principality, high above every power, might, and dominion. In the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, and we bind all of the effects of the isms, atheism, secular humanism, communism, socialism, feminism, male chauvinism, racism, and all isms. It is impossible for your wickedness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. Righteousness exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Let's do that last paragraph again. It is impossible for your wickedness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. Righteousness exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. To all the isms, you have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. Not our Bibles, not our Constitution, or our rifles. Got to tell the editing crew to put the Constitution in there. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. We declare that every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you now. Every pit you have dug for freedom, liberty, and the United States of America to fall into, you fall into yourself and are destroyed immediately. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 144, 14. Our enemies will not invade our land. and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are rebuilding, the walls of righteousness. We bind the perverse spiritual forces behind humanism, declaring that by the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the humanistic agenda and all of its yokes are destroyed by the word of truth. All of its efforts are dead from the roots up, and the believers' lives, the believers will say like the disciples, "Master, that tree we cursed is dead. With your authority, might, dominion, and empowerment, we prophesy the end of the humanistic agenda." The voices of the ecclesia will continually become louder than the voices of the humanist abomination. We are the righteous, and we are as bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah in us. We raise our voices louder than the government. We know as we pray, you hear our voice in heaven, and their voice is only heard by man on earth. We know you hear our prayers. We know we have the petition that we ask. We know you are baptizing the body of Christ with power from on high to contend for the faith and take authority over this force of wickedness. We declare deliverance and salvation comes today to those who have been bound by its deception. We believe, we know that all across this land, powerful demonstration of your ecclesia will be seen continually. We ask for it, we declare it, we prophesy it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. I want to say that second paragraph again. We know you are baptizing the body of Christ with power from on high to contend for the faith and take authority over this force of wickedness. We declare deliverance and salvation comes today to those who have been bound by its deception. We believe and know that all across this land, powerful demonstration of your ecclesia will be seen continually. We ask for it. We declare it. We prophesy it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And amen. And somebody shout amen and hallelujah and amen. All right, now let's pray for our family right now, the community of faith family that needs prayer tonight. Now, we know that Sister Sunday's grandson, Derek. No, what's his name again, Sunday? Anyways, we're going to pray for him. And pray for Sister Francetta. We're going to pray for each of you to see your place in God. We're going to pray for Sister Lindsay, the lady that's in the hospital in Billings that I ask you all to pray for. Father, right now, Derek and Dane, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I have them all written on notes, but since Sister Leanne's been at this desk, it's a little more organized to her ways, and that's cool. I like it. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, we bless all of our brothers and sisters that are with us, every one of them. Bless every person within the sound of my voice and the sound of our voice. Bless everyone who will come in the future. There we go. And will be a part of this program on Facebook or YouTube. Whatever they need. Right now, there's people, I can see it, there's people that need a breakthrough in their understanding of you. Will know the truth. Wow. Just like that. Holy Spirit is flowing. Wow. You will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. It really will. And you'll see it. And you'll know it. And you'll understand it. I can tell there's people online that are needing a financial answer. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will see and know that answer. I encourage you, worship the Lord with your tithe. Sow seed into some good ground somewhere. Get that harvest started coming back in your life. Sow your time. Sow your talents. And sow your treasure. I declare right now over Sister Sundays. Where did that go? Does anybody know where YouTube went? Right here. There we go. Sister Sunday's grandsons, Derek and Dane, and for Kaylee, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak life and life more abundantly to them right here, right now, today, in Jesus' mighty name. Right here, right now, today. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I pray for Kaylee, for her not just try to deal with it in the humanness, but reveal yourself to her and to Derek and Dane, to Sunday's whole family. Reveal yourself as the God of power and strength and might. We pray for Francetta and Michael and her whole family. Thank you, Father, that the Holy Spirit of God has come to this family. And the word of truth, the word of truth. You said it just around the corner, an answer is there. So thank you for that answer. And thank you that their feet are solid and stable and grounded on the very word of Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful, holy name. Father, I pray for this lady, Lindsay. As I said that night, you will live and you will not die. And you will give glory to the word of God. Father, I thank you for signs, wonders, and miracles right now in that hospital. Manifest presence of God, the angels of Almighty God showing up right there. And the revelation of who you are in her life. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Speak over Mary and Kathy, and that there's healing in their body from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Completely restored to life and health, Sister Sunday. Sister Audrey, we bless her. To our Sister Teresa Dow, we bless you with health and strength and soundness in your body. Deliverance from the spirit of infirmity for Joey and Dane and Rivers and every one of these friends of ours. Autism, you no longer have any power over their life. Your power is broken in in the name of Jesus, and they're set free. We give you glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Bless Brother Dan, Sister Gwen, Brother Roger, all his family. We bless Phyllis K. Raymond and all her family. Bless them, Lord. Bless and bless her. Bless her as she's on that cruise, Jesus. Get lots of sunshine, swim with the dolphins, and do all the fun stuff. We bless all of our brothers and sisters who are a part of what we do around the world in 45 nations. Wherever you are, we bless you. Sister Brother Julian and Sister Sister Vimala, there in Malaysia. Our friends, Brother Tanvir, Nassim in Pakistan. All of our brothers and sisters around the world. Lord, everybody that has been a part, everybody that's coming to be a part, every partner you have with us, everyone that's a part of Kansas City, Missouri, where you're telling us to go on radio, we bless them in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Tonight, we bless Casey Iker. Happy birthday, Casey Iker. May this young man grow up with an understanding of God like nobody in his community, and may he lead many people to righteousness because of the gift you put on the inside of his life. We give you glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. I don't know, I pray for Brother Dan and Gwen. Give them answers, Lord. Give them blessings. Donna, Howie, Schubeck. There's so many of you guys. Wow. Trying to go down the list here. And there's Harmony Ford. God bless you. Lou Ann Perry, we bless you. And Arlo, God bless you. Brother Ken Brumbaugh, Gary West and your family. James Denny Jr., God bless you, man. We love you. Love all of our brothers and sisters around the world. Dave Billiard and Kathy, Brother Dave Gobby, all of our friends, of you out there driving truck and doing your work. In Jesus' mighty name, we bless you tonight. The blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout a big amen.
Amen.
Brother Al, yes, we bless Brother Al Barton. Brother Al Barton, healing in his back. Healing. Healing for every marriage that's amongst us. And Lord, help every one of us to forgive everybody that's ever done us wrong. And just move on so that we can be free to do the work you've given us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless Don and Mary, Lord. I'm just in prayer mode, evidently. God bless them. God bless you, Father. Bless these people. Bless every marriage. To be strong, stable, solid, wonderful. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. And amen and amen. Now, welcome everybody. Welcome to all of you that have joined us on Facebook Live. I found out today that there are some people who are not able to join us on Facebook Live because Facebook thinks they know better than us who should be allowed to say amen or not amen. And if you don't want amen said, well, then that'd just be a curse in your life because we're the answer. And we got the answer, and we're going to keep bringing the answer. And you're going to let us, and you're going to bless us to get it done in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I haven't done this in a while. I want to do it again tonight. I want to talk about tithing for just a little bit, probably about 5 minutes. Now I got a really good word tonight from God. We've been kind of dancing around the scriptures, and wow, tonight God just opened it up and gave me another whole deal. But I am being instructed to speak on tithing for about 5 minutes. So first thing I'm going to do is read the New Testament, because there's many voices out there today saying tithing is not New Testament. So if you would, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 8. If you don't know where the book of Hebrews is, that's in the New Testament. The book of Hebrews chapter 8. And I'm going to read this whole chapter. All right. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. For those of you that are with us on the different platforms, if you'll type in the reference, that makes it very much, makes it a very good process for everybody else that comes along and joins us. And remember, there are over 900 people every month that connect to what we do here. We call you in so we know who you are and we can be a blessing to you. Here we go. This is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected and not a man. Every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it is necessary that this one, now that's capitalized, that's Jesus, also have something to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer gifts according to the law, who serve the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. Verse 6. But now he, Jesus, that's capitalized, circle, has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he also is mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. Say it with me. Better covenant, better promises. All right. All right, guys. Give me just a second here. There it is. Why? There we go. Almost. There it is. All right. Better covenant and better promises. And thank God for the better. I like that. Keep reading. For if the first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. Because finding fault with them, he says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds, I will remember no more. In that, he says, a new covenant. He has made the first obsolete. Now, what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish. Now, what's that got to do with tithing? The old covenant, the old covenant with God, between God and man, is done away with. All right. There's Sister Leanne. Hi, love. Good to have you with us tonight. Thank you for all your hard work you do, everything you do. Make this place work. We sure do love you. Thank you for stopping by and being with us. Now watch this. Now, go with me to chapter 7. And I'm just going to read right out of the Bible. Ready? In the New Testament. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth, third of all, first being translated king of righteousness, then also king of Salem, meaning the king of peace, without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning nor of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, remains a priest continually. I'm in Hebrews 7, and I'm reading, this is 7, sorry about that, guys, 1 through 9. Thank you, Dan, for your help. Thank you, Sister Sunday, for your help. Hebrews 7, 1 through 9. I'm longer than 5 minutes, but I'm going to do what I saw. Verse 4, now consider how great this man was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils. And indeed, those who are of the sons of Levi, who received the priesthood, have a commandment to receive tithes from the people, according to the law, that is, from their brethren, though they have come from the loins of Abraham. But he whose genealogy is not derived from them returned tithes from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. Now look at verse 7. Now beyond all contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the better. Here, mortal men receive tithes, but there he receives them, of whom it is witnessed that he lives. Even Levi, who receives tithes, paid tithes through Abraham, so to speak. For he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Now look at verse 8. Here, this is New Testament, the Apostle Paul, in my opinion. Mortal men receive tithes, but there he receives them of whom it is witnessed that he lives. There's a lot of people saying today, tithing is not of the new covenant. Well, there it is. Jesus said to tithe. We shouldn't throw Jesus away. We are not under the curse of the law. Never, never another day. Jesus hung on a tree. So we are not cursed. We're not under that curse. But tithe isn't about money. Tithe is about worship. And the blessing of tithe, the blessing from tithing, is still there. The blessing is still there. Say it. The blessing is still there. See, the law and the curse of it is what God, Jesus took away. We're still to worship the Lord with our tithe. And as we do, he rebukes the devourer. He opens the windows of heaven. Our seed gets in the ground. Our time, our talent, our treasure. And it produces a good harvest. And God rebukes the devourer in our life. Old Testament principles. Old Testament pattern of God. God, when it runs through the cross, He takes the curse of the old covenant away and brings to you and I the blessing. And here, mortal men receive tithe from their brethren. Now, you and I have got to look at it and say, there's a lot of demonic power trying to stop the church. Can you imagine the number one force? Well, I don't know. You probably can't put a number on it, but I like to call it the number one force. To rebuke the devourer from destroying your life is to worship the Lord with your tithe. Bring it to the house of God. Present it. You present it. Right now, we're presenting it on PayPal and Cash App and Zoe and all of that stuff. And as soon as you do, God blesses it. And then what happens? Your life begins to bless and be prospered and doors open. The devourer's rebuke. Guys, the devourer was rebuked in my life this week. An enemy designed to take me out is not able to come out unscathed, unharmed in any way. Why? I'm a tither, and God rebukes the devourer force. Don't let a lying, deceiving spirit, it's not a person, don't let a lying, deceiving spirit cause you to walk away from the truth of God's word. It's not law, it's not bondage. I don't have to come to your house and see if you're doing it. It ain't about me and you. It's about you and God. And you have to answer to God for that, not me. I'm to teach you the word of God. And after World War II, our tithing rate in America was at like, I think it was 72% somewhere. The tithing rate in America right now is about 3% of believers tithe. Isn't it something our enemies were unable to touch us after World War II? And today, they stream across our border by the thousands every single day. God said, I will rebuke the devourer. We're reading it in the book of Isaiah. You're going to be able to see it on Read the Word like you've never seen it before. Because God said, I will rebuke the devourer for your and your behalf. That's his promise, and he's making true on you. So I said all that to say this. If you're someone that's looking for a place to bring your tithe to a house, a storehouse, a ministry, we can receive that here. Everybody who gets involved and does that, God blesses their life. I'm not asking for your tithe. And if you already got a church you go to, you don't need to send me your tithe. The Father says to send seed to this ministry and put it in this ground, you do that. Your tithe belongs in your local church where you go to. God said that there might be meat in my house. That's a principle of God. That's a foundation stone of God. That's not going to change Old Testament or New. That's going to be the same process. And God will not only cause you to tithe, but then he'll say, sow this seed. Some of it will be a handshake, a smile, a word, a blessing, a hug. You'll go do something. And then he's going to say, man, I want you to sow this seed there and sow a seed over there. Money here and your time there and your prayer there and your faith there and your seed here and your money there. What are you doing? You're sowing a seed. I'm teaching all of us right now that when you come here, you're sowing your life as seed to bless everyone who comes and enjoys this ministry. Thank you. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. If you'd like to receive an offering envelope, please raise your hand and the ushers will hand one out to you. I don't know how you receive an offering on the internet, except here's the process. If you go to the website, SamuelJCottle.com, there's a giving tab there, and there's a link to all the things. Somebody used PayPal right before we started tonight. Thank you for your seed. We bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Is that a good word? Everybody all right? Everybody's being kind of quiet, right? It's okay. Thank you, Brother Dan, for putting in verses for us. Thank you, Sister Leanne, for being here with us tonight. We almost passed this thing. We, Leanne and I, every day declare that the devourer is rebuked from your life. Of course, Jesus is the one that's doing it. But we speak the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it to every one of you that's connected to us. And our lives, we got a very specific financial goal, result, end point that we're going for. And we can see it. And our faith has moved the mountain. The harvest is on its way and in our hand. And in heaven, it's already done. And you and I should give God glory for that. In Jesus' name. Is somebody going to play an offering song for us? Let's take a vote. Who do we want to sing the offering song? We want Brother Dan to sing the offering song tonight. All in favor say aye. All that don't want to be picked next time say me. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's open up our Bibles and we'll go to our verses of scripture for tonight.
I wanted to read one verse that I had discussed it earlier and I mentioned it and I just happened to run across it because I love the book of John. So I want to go ahead and read it before you get started on something else. The last verse, it says, and there are also many other things Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. Just because you're always asking me that you want to know where something is or read the verse or whatever. So I ran across that and I said, I'm going to go ahead and tell him that.
Can you imagine if there was actually a book we could read?
That would, oh, honey, there's going to be a whole bunch of things. And when I get to heaven, I have so much I want to have.
Well, and in heaven, we'll know it all. It'll be very clear. But
that would be wonderful.
But here on earth, I would love to have a book. But, of course, John just said the world couldn't contain it. Of everything that Jesus began to do and to teach. And can you imagine how many miracles and infallible proofs the disciples got to see every single day of their life for 3.5 years? It was all day long, every day. Jesus had to fulfill every prophecy that was spoken about him from the Old Testament. They all had to be fulfilled.
Two verses of chapter 20 says, and truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have him have life in his name. So,
amen.
Anyway, I just thank you for letting me put all that in.
Well, this is the revelation of it. What you and I are trying to accomplish is this word. No, I rebuke those words. What you and I are accomplishing every day is this word, which is already done. It's already written in heaven. The Apostle John, I want you to remember this now. And I've said it over and over this year, and I will say it until Jesus comes. Remember that every word written in this Bible the book, the Word of God, was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Now, they might, in translating, you're going to get an and a the and a of in some of those words that will be different. But you and I have to realize that the harmony of God's Word and its accuracy from the beginning to the end is absolutely amazing. That's why Dr. Hilton Sutton called it the majestic Word of God. And that's what I speak about all the time on Reading the Word program, because this book is so majestic that it doesn't matter if you read this book, if you could read your Bible in one day, every day, you would see something new every time you read it, like you have never seen it before. And when you do, it will radically change every part of your life. The problem we face is that we've had so much religiosity handed us that didn't have anything to do with a relationship with the Father. And we're having to wade through all the doctrines of man, when if we just walk with God and have a relationship with Him, and pick up this book and read it with Him as our guide, there ain't nothing. I know the ain't word isn't probably what you're supposed to be saying, but there ain't nothing that can overcome that work. There just is nothing there that can overcome that work. And you and I love these verses. You know, Sister Phyllis is reading verses that I truly love. And when you think about what that actually just said, John is saying it by the Holy Spirit. We saw these things every day, and so much more did we see. And thank God for that. Let's just go right on into our word here. So I want you to turn to two openings today. I feel like Brother Keith Moore. Turn in your Bibles to two openings today. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9, and 2 Chronicles, watch this, chapter 16, verse 9. How about that? 1 Corinthians 16, 9 and 2 Chronicles 16, 9. And then when you get there, hold your Bible up and we'll make our confession like we do every time we come here. Well, almost every time we come here. We've been letting it slip, and we shouldn't be, but that's all right. We'll get over that and get back to making it every time we come here. Ready? Hold your Bible up. Let's make this confession. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because He is the great I am.
Because He is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of God.
My resident teacher.
My resident
teacher. Is making His Word come alive.
Is making His Word come alive.
In my life tonight.
In my life tonight.
I receive the Word of God.
I receive the Word of God.
And plant Him as a seed.
And plant Him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
The good soil of my
producing a hundredfold return.
Producing a hundredfold return.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Now, here we go. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. There's 16, verse 9. And That's going to be our first text, and then we'll have two more texts, but just those. The Baptist preacher always have one verse that's the text and then several points, but watch how this works. For a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. I'm going to read it again. For a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. Now, hold your finger there. Turn with me back to 2 Chronicles chapter 16, and let's look at verse 9. 16:9 in New T, 16:9 in Old T. Watch this. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. And then, of course, in that day he said to those, in this you've done foolishly, therefore from now on you shall have wars. And he was talking to King Asa of Judah. But I want you to see the first part of that. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. And the Apostle Paul says over here that a great door and effectual has opened for him, but there are many adversaries. Well, this is what you and I understand in this. Paul saw a great door. God's eyes are running to and fro across this earth looking for anyone whose faith is in God, that God can say, let me give them this assignment. And they'll go do it. Look what Paul said. A great effective door has opened to me, yet there are many adversaries. Now, our third verse for this evening, Hebrews chapter 4. Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
Amen and amen. Hebrews chapter 4. And let's go down here. Well, let's read 11 through 16. Hebrews 4, 11 through 16. Glory be to God. We love your word. Father, we not only love the word, we choose to walk in its, in the light of it, in the strength of it, in the grace of it, in the power of it, in the name of Jesus. Verse 11. Hebrews 4, 11. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest. Anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. Well, say it with me. I'm going to walk with God every day.
I'm going to walk with God every day.
Amen, Sister Phyllis, and all the rest of you that said it. See, they fell because they didn't obey. You and I are not going to disobey, and we are not going to fall. Let's see what he's talking about. For the word of God is living and powerful. That's the word of God. And sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, the joints and the marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. There is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Now, amen, Sunday. Now watch this. Remember what 2 Chronicles said. 2 Chronicles said, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro across this earth, seeking whom he may show himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are right before him. And this verse says that everything is naked and open before the Lord. Nothing's hidden. And I've heard people say, hey, I'm sinning and God hasn't struck me with lightning. He's not going to strike you with lightning. If you want to sin, you can sin. You
suffer the consequences too.
You're not going to get struck by lightning by sinning. You're going to miss out on the blessings of Almighty God by sinning. You're not going to be able to enjoy the life of peace and the life of blessing that truly belongs to you when you sin. There's no way. It's not going to happen. Why? Because the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Keep going. I got to be focused here. 14. Seeing then that we have a high priest. No. Seeing then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Now watch this. Watch this thought right here. It's a real simple thought, but we just laid it out in all of these verses. Now, getting some kind of feedback here. Jesus is the high priest of our confession. We see that in verse 14. Now, we also see it up here in 11. Let us be diligent to enter that rest. Now, watch this. Hebrews chapter 3. Verse 1 and 2. Hebrews 3, 1 and 2. I love the word of God. Thank you, Father, for this revelation. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession. Not only is Jesus the high priest of our confession, he's also the apostle of it, the sent one to take care of the confession that we speak off of our lips. Verse 2, who was faithful to him who appointed him, who appointed Jesus, the Father did, as Moses was also faithful in all of his house. The Father, Ephesians chapter 1, thank you, Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 1. Brother Dan, Sister Sunday, you guys are doing awesome. I like how you did that, Dan, putting them together. What an amazing thing that 1 Corinthians 16:9, 2 Chronicles 16:9, all they match right side by side. Now watch this. This is Ephesians chapter 1, 18 through 23. Ephesians 1, 19 through 23. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? Want to say it with me? I am filled with the mighty power of God. I am filled with the mighty power of God. Thank you. Hey, Rebecca Smith is here. Hi, Rebecca. Love you. God bless you. It's good to have you with us tonight, man. Verse 20, which this is the power, which he, Father God, worked in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead, Jesus, and then seated him at his right hand. So Jesus raised from the dead. He gave infallible proofs to the disciples for 40 days, helping them realize, it is really me. I raised from the dead. Your natural mind's giving you trouble, but you're going to get this. Now watch. Then he raised him up from the earth to heaven, and the disciples watched him go up. And they must have been standing with their mouth open because the angel standing there said, hey, men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing upward? And they're like, we just saw our Jesus going to the clouds. Well, so he seated and he raised, he was brought from earth up to heaven and seated at the right hand in heavenly places. Now watch. Fire above all principality. Fire above all power. Fire above all might. Fire above all dominion. Fire above every name that is named. Not only in this age, but also in the one that's to come. And he put all things. When God puts all things under Jesus' feet, what is left not under Jesus' feet? It's all under Jesus' feet. All of it. And every name that is far above all principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named. And he put all things under his feet, gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. And the body of Christ is the fullness of him who fills all in all. You and I are supposed to be the fullness of the body on this earth. So watch this picture. The Apostle Paul gets pointed by Jesus, falls down, goes blind, hears a voice, goes to the cities, got scales on his eyes, fasts and prays for 3 days. Paul was used to fasting for 3 days. He was a Pharisee. And one of the best Pharisees of the day. Well, Ananias comes and says, Brother Saul, I'm supposed to lay hands on you, please. Lays hands on him. He receives his sight, filled with the Holy Spirit, begins to prophesy in the heavenly language. Now watch this. So Paul learns. God took him to the wilderness, taught him for 17 years. Now let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and watch what the Apostle Paul says. I'm going for verses 5 through 12 now. 1 Corinthians 16, 5 through 12. This whole picture is going to come real clear. Think about this, guys. God is looking all the way around the world. And he's looking for someone who will stand up and be strong in his name. And then he, God, is going to show himself strong in their life because their heart is right before it. Apostle Paul gets his life cleaned up, learns everything God wants him to learn, begins to see the mystery of the church, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the mystery that God gave Paul. And then now he's like, man, I got to go. I got to go teach. Look at verse number 5. Now I will come to you when I pass through Macedonia, for I am passing through Macedonia. And it may be that I will remain or even spend the winter with you, that you may send me on my journey wherever I go. For I do not wish to see you now on the way, but I hope to stay a while with you if the Lord permits. What's Paul doing? Paul is a man of faith. God's eyes went back and forth across this earth looking for somebody who is a person of faith that's willing to stand up and do something for God. And then God said, I'm going to throw all my strength and my power in that person's life, and I'm going to give you an assignment to go do, and Paul's telling us his assignment right now. Verse 8. I will tarry in Ephesus until Pentecost. Look at 9. A great and effective door is open to me, and there are many adversaries. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, the eyes of the Lord are going back and forth across the earth looking for someone whose heart is right with him. Well, our heart's right. What's he going to do? Give us an assignment to go get accomplished. Some people it's ministry. Some people it's money. Some people it's their helping hands. Some people it's education. Some people it's the arts or entertainment or music or all of that. Some people it's medicine, all right? The work of the ministry. But watch what God does. If Timothy comes, see that you be, that he may be with you without fear. For he does the work of the Lord as I also do. Let no one despise him. Send him on his journey in peace that he may come to me. For I am waiting for him with the brethren. Concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to come to you with the brethren. But he was quite unwilling to come at this time. However, he will come when he has a convenient time. What happened? What are we seeing with Paul and Timothy and Apollos? They are all men whose heart is right before God, and God gives them an assignment. Acts chapter 13. That is amazing. Acts chapter 13, 1 through 12. Acts 13, 1 through 12. Isn't it something how chapter 16, verse 9 was written 875 years before Jesus was born. Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 12. 2 Chronicles was written 875 years before Jesus was born. The book of Acts was probably written 70 years after his death or 50 years after his death. And yet those two verses go side by side in 2022, 2,875 years. Or 95 years after it was written in 2 Chronicles to King Asa. Acts 13:1. Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. These were the prophets and teachers. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Well, what we're seeing tonight is when you and I separate ourselves to God and say, here am I, Lord, send me. His eyes are looking back and forth across this earth saying, well, that guy says he wants to be used. Let's give him this assignment and see what he can do with it. And well, actually, no, that's the old life. Give him this assignment because he will do it, because I can see his heart's right toward me. If we can get everybody to get out of religiosity and get out of religionism and get out of the bondage of do's and don'ts and all that stuff, it's the spirit of religion wickedness. Every one of us will see ourselves as someone that God's given an assignment to. That assignment might just simply you be here and put these verses in. There's nothing wrong with that assignment. Your assignment might be to just pray for this ministry every day for an hour. Who knows? I'm not the assignment giver. God is. I'm the pastor showing you this book, encouraging you to stand up and do the assignment God gives you to do. Why? Because there's a great door and effectual that's open before you. And that door has in it this exciting life of the church. Verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I've called them. Having fasted and prayed, laid hands on them, sent them away. Verse 4, so being sent out by the Holy Spirit, who sent them out? The church may have laid hands on them, but the Holy Spirit was the one who said, go. Say this, I have an assignment in God. See if we can get our Zoomers to turn their mics on and say it with me.
I have an assignment with God.
You do.
I have an assignment with God.
You do. All y'all do. Say it again. I have an assignment of God.
I have an assignment of God.
Nobody else has my assignment.
Nobody else has my assignment.
It's just mine.
It's just mine.
Therefore, I must do his work.
For I must do his work.
In my life.
In my life.
So that Jesus can reach these people.
So that Jesus can reach these people.
I've preached this message many times, and people have said, well, you know, Pastor, if I don't reach these people, God will reach somebody because God's plan is going to come to pass. No, that's not necessarily so. Amen, Sunday. Amen, Mary. All of you that's saying it in the future as you listen, and those of you on Blog Talk Radio, God bless you. See, you and I got to see this. God's looking to and fro across the earth, and we say, Lord, use me. And he's like, oh, they said, use me. Let's see if I can use them. Is their heart right toward me? Well, yes, they're born again. They've been washed in the blood. They've been water baptized, if you've been able to. If not, let's get you there. They're filled with my Holy Spirit. They study the word. Let's send them out. See, look, that's what it says in verse 2, Acts 13, 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, then the Holy Spirit said, go do this. But your assignment may not be to go to another city and preach. Your assignment might be to go across the street and help the person that's mowing their yard. Your assignment may be to help somebody at the grocery store and be a blessing to somebody at the gas station. And your assignment may be to go to a mission field and bless somebody. Your assignment might be to go to the school and bless them. See, God's eyes are roaming to and fro across the earth. He's not looking for religious people. He's not looking for churchgoers. He's not looking for church club members. He's looking for those whose heart is right before him That means they've actually come into contact with him, been born again. And then it says God's going to show himself strong on their behalf. Let's keep reading. Verse 5, I'm in Acts 13:5. Amen, Mary. When they arrived in Salamis, they preached, I'm better than Salamis. They preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews. They also had John as their assistant. When they had gone through the island of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, false prophet. A Jew, this sorcerer was a Jew, whose name was Bar Jesus, who was with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man, like a governor. This man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. Elymas the sorcerer, for no, so his name is translated, withstood him, seeking to turn him away, turn the proconsul away from the faith. Watch this. Then Saul, who is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at Elymas and said, O full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? Verse 11. And now, indeed, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. Immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul, the governor, believed. When he saw what had been done, and he was astonished at the teaching of the Lord. You ready? God's eyes was roaming to and fro across the earth. He sees Sergius Paulus seeking him. Watch. So God says in his infinite wisdom, I've got to get somebody to Sergius Paulus. So while they're in church at Antioch, they're all praying and fasting and ministering to the Lord. The Lord says, send out Saul and Barnabas. Let's get them out there. Why? Because he's looking. His eyes are looking over the whole earth saying, I got that person and I need these two people to go to that person. And off they go. And they got John Mark with them. They went to Salami and then they went to Paphos and on they went. Now, God sees Sergius Paulus. And God gets Paul and Silas there, and or Paul and Barnabas there, and says, watch this. And God also saw the damage that Elymas was doing. So now you know what happens? God gets involved. Elymas is bound and proven to be a fake and a fraud. The proconsul, the governor of the whole region, turns to God. Paul and Barnabas and John Mark see the hand of God work. And Paul said, there's a great door in Ephesus that's open before me. And there is much persecution to pray for me. But the eyes of the Lord are going to and fro. That's why the Holy Spirit had me read those verses from the book of Hebrews. Jesus is the high priest of our profession. What are you saying every day to God? Are you saying, here I am, use me? Or are you walking around saying, I'm so confused, I'm so lost, I don't know what's happened? Because God wants to use you. Just like he did Paul and Barnabas. He wants to use you the same way. As crazy as it is, as crazy as it is, as, not crazy, as anointed and appointed as it is, my story last night about the events that happened to me on Friday night. God's design was, as that car drove by me, I was going to speak, the angels of the Lord surround you and protect you and keep you safe in all your ways. And that person was going to drive right through that confession. Jesus was the high priest of the confession and was going to put it all over that car. And no matter what the enemy tried, God won because the confession was made. See, Jesus is the high priest of our confession. And if what you and I are saying is, I have an assignment with God, here am I, send me, God is looking across this earth saying, well, here's Sister Sunday, and she goes to these places, and I can put this person in her path, and watch Sunday, she'll reach him. Here's Sister Phyllis. She's going to go on a cruise ship. Watch God put on her path important people that Phyllis will be able to minister to, and when she comes back, we'll have amazing testimony from our sister of how God used her right there on that cruise ship. Why? Because that's how God is. Mary's putting it in there right now in Facebook. What is fun is being a daughter God will be proud of. Amen. Then years down the road, have someone tell you how you blessed them. Amen. And you didn't even know it. Yeah. Yeah, years later, it'll pop up. Why? Because you're living your life for God, and God's looking all across the earth. We got to get this picture about our lives, because we say it every day. I sow my life, my time, my talent, my treasure. Every one of you who tonight, who actually see yourself as producing something here, bringing a supply to this body of believers, when you see yourself bringing a supply here, then God is reaching down to you and saying, all right, they're bringing a supply. Their faith is going to reach this person, and somebody comes, connects, and that their connection here gives them great life and victory. Why? Because you are obedient to the things of God. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. I love it when it happens and people say, wow, you've changed my life so much. And you're like, I didn't even know you knew me. But when we get to heaven, can you imagine how many thousands, probably tens of thousands of people, you and I are going to actually have been a blessing to with this program we've done since 2020? It's got to be in the tens of thousands. I can see 900 people a month that we're reaching right now. Why? Because we're faithful to the call of God. Even throughout this week, this was a pretty severe week this week. Even throughout this week, we were just saying, no, we're going to be faithful. God's going to be with us. Watch us. And God is faithful, and he is with us. And we thank him for that in Jesus' mighty name. I tell you, oh, Ephesians chapter 4. Let's go, verse 16. Ephesians 4, verse 16. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by that which every joint supplies. Say this with me. I'm a joint.
I'm a joint.
You are a joint. Wait. You are a joint. Just don't go smoke one.
Don't smoke joints.
that's cool. Look at what it says. I am a joint and I supply. Joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. God is the one that brought you here and said, plug in here. Amen, Sunday. Amen, Mary, Pastor Rick. Think about it.
The great amen.
The great amen. I didn't know y'all. But God said, I want your joint to supply here. I want all these different joints supplying here. And when you show up here every night for the purpose of supplying your part of this ministry, all of a sudden, you're not just showing up here because you're bored with nothing else to do. You're showing up here. Not only are you being instructed, taught, grown, developed, and established, but you're sowing a seed into this ministry of your time, your talent, and your treasure. And I'm going to tell you right now, God is using you in a mighty force. If you and I won't belittle our own selves and speak ourselves down, God will use us in such a mighty way. When we get to heaven on the other side, people are going to say all kinds. I mean, when you go back and start looking at how many views some of these videos have received, these videos are getting serious views, and they've been out there for months and months, and people are writing, and they're putting comments in, they're clicking likes. Why? Because it's ministering to them and being a blessing to them in their lives. And when we get to heaven, you and I are going to have thousands and thousands and thousands of people. That's why we should never call ourselves ugly. We should never call ourselves useless. We shouldn't talk down who we are, because Jesus is the high priest of your confession. Jesus is. He's the high priest of your confession. That means the words that are coming out of your mouth, Jesus is having to bring those words to pass. Well, he doesn't want to bring destruction to pass in your life. But Jesus said, from your own words, you are going to be justified. And from your own words, you are going to be condemned. Let's grab that verse real quick here. We'll read that together. Let's go down here to Matthew 12. Matthew chapter 12. There it is right there. Matthew 12, 33 through 37. Matthew 12. 33 through 37. Somebody shouted, I love the word of God. And I'm telling you right now, this is just so good. Matthew 12, 33 through 37. Thank you, Rebecca and Sunday and Dan. You guys are doing an amazing job. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. Anybody want to say it besides me? I'm a good fruit.
I'm a good fruit.
Some of us have actually mocked God a little bit and said, I'm just a little fruity. And God's wanting you to say, I am good fruit that people can sample and taste and see that God is good. Keep reading. A tree is known by its fruit. Verse 34. You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, he's speaking to the Pharisees, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If what's in your heart is wickedness and evil, that's what your mouth's going to speak. If what's in your heart is pain and misery and sorrow and sadness and I'm nothing, that's what your mouth is going to speak. And Jesus is the high priest of your confession. That means the power of life and death is in your tongue. You got to be careful what you're saying about yourself. Because God's got to let you be that. And that's not what you want. Verse number 35. A good man out of the good treasure of his good heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his evil heart brings forth evil things. I say to you, watch this, every idle word that men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. God said to Gideon, you're a mighty warrior. He said, no, I'm the least. God said, no, you're a mighty warrior. Go in the strength of it. No, I'm the least in all the least. God said, you're a mighty warrior. And Gideon said, no, I can't even speak. God said, you will go in the might of yours. God said to Jeremiah, a very young man, the first chapter one, Jeremiah was a young prophet. And God said, you will speak all that I give you to speak. But see, look at what it says. For by your words, that you're speaking over yourself, you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned. So stop saying those words. Start speaking these words over here in Ephesians chapter 4. I am a joint that supplies. Why? All of a sudden, God will begin to use you, and you will be supplying for the body of Christ because you're a joint that supplies. But if all you ever say is I'm worthless, good for nothing, and I never amount to anything, well, that's not what God wants, but he has to be the high priest of your profession. And he has to allow that stuff to come to pass in your life. I know that a lot of you are saying, well, Pastor, I don't want all that stuff coming to pass in my life. I know. I don't either. And that's why you got to have one of them really good Holy Ghost, born again, spirit-filled, devil-stomping, Bible-toting friends that look at you and say, why do you keep speaking like that? I don't even remember what it is now, and I'm not going to try because I'm not going to go back and start saying it again. But here a while ago, I was making this one statement every day, and I'm like, I cannot believe I keep saying that. I'm like, Jesus, how is that deep inside of my life that I'm still saying that after I decided a long time ago I wasn't going to talk that way? Why? Because somewhere in my life, that became an abundance in my life from that point of view. There are people, you had somebody that you greatly respected that said, the harder I work, the farther behind I get. Take two steps forward and take one step forward and two steps back. The harder I work, the farther behind I am. See, what are you doing? You're speaking the words of our enemy, and Jesus can't be the high priest of that confession. And God is looking across the whole earth. This there's 7.5 billion people. And this guy's saying, I need to find you, God. And this guy's saying, I need to find you, God. And this guy over here saying, and there's a whole group. There's about 75 of them. We want to find you, God. And God's got you right in the middle of them saying, go to them. You say, I'm useless. I'm nothing. I can't do anything. Jesus can't be the high priest of that, even though he knows you want to go help those people. Why? Because when he sends you over there, you're like, well, I'm nothing. I'm worthless. I'm a dog. I sin every day. And he can't send that because that's not what he's going to send. Say this with me. I am a joint that supplies. I keep getting background noise, so those of you that are on Zoom, if you're saying it, just you have to reach up and touch the unmute button because I keep getting some background noise. But it's all right. We are social network masters. Say, I am a joint that supplies.
I'm a joint that
supplies. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being a joint that supplies. According to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. You and I will build this body up. Amen, Sunday. I love the word. You and I will build this body up. We will. Now, let's say something besides will. We are building this body up. But God's got to have you and I saying, yes, sir, I'm going and doing that. Welcome to our YouTube guest tonight. We're glad to have you with us. And we're glad to have you with us anytime. You can always go back and study this message again and make sure when you're studying to put the timestamps in as you're studying it. I think it's great. I think it's an awesome plan. And we welcome that. Good to have you with us tonight. So let's recap this now. The Old Testament, God said, 2 Chronicles 16, 9, God said, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro across this earth. He sees the person that needs him, and he sees the person next to him that knows God, that he wants to touch this person. And so when he sends you somewhere to touch people, be faithful to touch those people who are right there. Be faithful to touch those people. Why? Because that's his plan to reach those people. And obviously, his plan to reach those people is you. God wants you to reach those people. Don't say, no, it's pastor's deal. It's not. It's your deal. Right now, my deal is to find my little device that causes that lady not to talk, but I don't see it. Anyways. So his eyes are running to and fro. He sees the person that needs God. He sees the person next to him that knows God. And God's going to do his best to get those two together. You and I are right here doing this work every night. Everything you say on here is either building people up or tearing them down. So say good stuff. Everything that God's doing here is building up the body of Christ. So the Holy Spirit is not going to ever interrupt the word. The Holy Spirit is blessing, strengthening, establishing the word of God. And then he's going to give us assignments. Those assignments are going to cause us to go out into this world and radically transform and change people's lives every day. Oh, my goodness. How can the clock run so slow and then all of a sudden begin to run so fast? In Jesus' mighty name.
You're talking about earthly time, Pastor.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, Roger. Talking about earthly time. Well, thank God someday we're all going to be on that heavenly time. Amen. And where a thousand years is as a day and a day is as a thousand years. I like the sounds of that. Now watch this. Go back to Ephesians 4:13. Till we all come to the Ephesians 4:13. Slowing down just a little. Sister Phyllis will be teaching the dolphins Bible verses. And the dolphins will whisper them in all the ears of the people in the future that are swimming with them. Ephesians 4:13. Amen. Till we all come to the unity of the faith, to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man. This is where God's trying to get us. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ. Say this, I get to have the fullness of God.
I get to have the fullness of God.
Amen. Not just so you can say it, so you can go out into the world and be it. And when you go out there, you are going as the fullness of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit from inside out to do God's work every day in Jesus' mighty name. You want to make one more statement with me? I get to have the fullness of God. Isn't that a powerful thought, Sunday? You and I get to live in, enjoy, and bless and minister to people with all the fullness of God. I know when you first begin to start saying, God, use me, you'll be like, well, what if I pray for that person and it don't work? Well, if you pray for that person, it ain't going to work. But if you say the words that Jesus gives you to say, it's going to work. If you release your faith, it's going to work. And if you obey God, it's going to work. Ready? Let's make one more confession. Say this with me. I know that you want to use me, Lord.
I know you want to use me, Lord.
And I want you to use me, Lord.
And I want you to use me.
I choose to move forward in you.
I choose to move forward in you.
And hang up all my hang-ups.
And hang up all my
hang-ups.
And be just like you, Jesus.
And be just like you, Jesus.
Filled with grace and truth.
Filled with grace and truth.
Going about doing good. Healing all who are oppressed of the devil.
Healing all who are oppressed of the devil.
Because God is with me.
God is with me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. Hey, my mom's with us tonight. Everybody say hi to Mom.
Hi, Mama. Hey, Mama Ruth.
Good to have you with us tonight, Mom. And we pray for strength for you and blessing for you and courage for you and boldness for you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, it is time for communion. So, grab your elements. And tonight, I remembered my elements. Aren't you glad? Amen. I listened and amended and loved the words. I like that word, amended. Wow, look at you, Brother Dan. Woo! My brother. That right there is absolutely amazing. And if you didn't get Brother Dan's verse list, make sure you get it over here on Facebook, because that's where it is. Now, thank you, Brother Dan. Can you copy and paste that into the family thread too? I don't know if I ever asked you to do that, but I sure appreciate you doing that. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 12. No. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses. Oh, Jesus, help me. Verses 23 through 28 and verse 31. Now watch this. Now, I'm going to stop. For those of you that are with us, this may be your first time. Maybe you've never received communion online. We encourage you to receive it with us. Remember this about taking communion. Anytime the body of Christ is broken and you are a member of the body of Christ, you have all legal right and authority of your own Christian life to receive communion with them. I know in some churches they don't invite you to do that unless you're a member. I personally feel like that violates God's word, but that's up to them. They have to give an account of God. No, that's to God, not me. But if you know Jesus and we're praying about Jesus, there's only one body, there's only one spirit, there's only one Lord, there's only one Father, and you're a part of that, so receive communion with us. You might say, well, Pastor, I've never been born again. You will be in the matter of a few minutes. So I encourage you, go get you some bread and some grape juice or water. And I encourage you to receive communion with us. I'm going to read the verses. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. I'm going to give you 2 minutes of instruction. And then we receive the elements. That's how we do it right here every time. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. 25. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Now wait, it says as he is, and God has always been ising. There's no time in heaven. As he is, even though it's written 2,000 years ago, as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love cast out fear and the torment, the trauma that goes with fear, because there is no fear in God's perfect love. Trauma, I bind you in whatever effect and form you have come to these people. And I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, life and life more abundantly to them in Jesus' mighty name. Maybe you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Now is the opportunity to do it. I'm going to pray a prayer of salvation. My brothers and sisters with me on Zoom are going to pray it out loud with me. So guys, turn your mics on and pray the prayer with me. And as we pray it, you pray it. Mean it from the depths of your heart. There you go, Phyllis. You got it. Mean it from the depths of your heart. And God is going to transform your life right now in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for that.
And I thank you for that.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again just for me.
And you rose again just for me.
Put your hands out and say it. I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
Right now.
Right now.
All of your grace and mercy.
All of your
bravery and all of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
I receive your Holy Spirit.
I receive your Holy Spirit.
And all of his fullness.
And all of his fullness.
So I live my life in power.
So I live my life in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray that in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, you might say, wow, Pastor, I never prayed a prayer like that before. Well, we pray that prayer because that's the prayer that God led us into. And as I set this up, doing what God gave me to do with communion, I just followed his steps of what he said to do. That's all I said. That's all I've done. But what we led you into is the experience we found in God to pray the right prayer and get the right things happening. You might say, well, what's going on inside of me then? Jesus, the light of the world, just came in and filled you. You're filled with light. Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, just came into you. So he not only authored faith in you right now, he's going to finish it all the days of your life till you go to heaven. He's now living inside of you. You prayed all of your grace, mercy, love, and righteousness fill me, and it all just filled you just like that because you asked for it. He's more willing to give you all of himself than you even are to ask. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, God has just now made you heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. In one prayer. I love it. I love it. I love it. Why? Because you asked him to come in, and he did. And you're now a child of God. My email address is hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Send me an email. Say, hey, Pastor, I prayed the prayer tonight. Help me walk with God. I'm going to send you some videos to study on YouTube. You don't have to work hard to do it. There's no time restraint on you saying, get them all listened to now. I encourage you to get right to it and study them in your spare time or even when you're driving, going back and forth to work or taking a shower, fixing food. When you got that extra time that you don't usually fill with anything, put these videos from YouTube on and let them play, and they'll minister to you life. Play them over and over and over and over and over again. I do it. I do it. I really do. And matter of fact, my pastor, Dr. Mark T. Barkley, preached a really great message last night, Thursday night, about citizenship. That's just one of them great, great messages. And I'm going to listen to that one over and over and over and over again. Citizenship of heaven and citizenship of earth. Why? Because I want that revelation. And God containerizes it right there for you. Anyways, got me preaching about listening to video. And it'll be a blessing to you, and you'll grow in God. And there's a whole playlist of them. I think there's 22 videos in there about righteousness and the beginning of your Christian life. And it'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. And hook up to us. We're on Facebook Live. We're on YouTube Live. We're on Blog Talk Radio. We've got Messenger threads that's about the ministry. We worship together every afternoon. And any way that we can be a blessing to you, we will do that in Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Hold your communion elements up. We'll bless these and we'll receive them together. Waiting for my Zoomers to join me. I keep getting interference, guys, so whenever you're not talking, I have to put it on mute because of whatever that interference is. We got one. Got two. I like the Zoomers because it sounds like church. You ready? Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is
upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes, I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his broken body together tonight. Thank you, Jesus, that you gave us all of it. You endured the cross. You despised the shame. And you called it all joy that you might reach us and reach me. Now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus,
I have reconciliation
with you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of
every sin has been placed in remission.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
In my life forever.
In my life forever.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Here comes our authority. You ready? By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come so boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
and the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
Because Jesus is my high priest.
Because
by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over.
Every plague has to pass over.
Cannot be on me or my family. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every bit of condemnation. Is broken off of my life. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. Let's receive the bloodshed. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Mary Pastorek and Sister Sunday Gospel. All of our friends that have joined us on YouTube tonight, we welcome you. Glad to have you with us for communion. Come back. We're here every night. That's the plan. That's what we've always done. And make sure you're here and share these videos. Any of them that mean something to you, share them with other people. Ready? Let's sing a song about the blood. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power. Power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Roger, for the bongos. I just keep forgetting to pull them up.
Good night, Rebecca. Good night,
Phyllis. Good night, Rebecca. We call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Don't leave before the salutation and the blessing.
I'm not. I'm still here. Okay.
Go for it, Sister Phyllis.
Okay. You ready for June?
Yes.
Okay. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Amen.
Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Unto eternal life. You can hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Keep it going.
Okay. And on some have compassion, making a distinction. But others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
And amen. Now, we got one more prayer to pray. And if you guys want them verse lists, Brother Dan posted it in Facebook and in Zoom. It's tough to do in YouTube. But I'll put them in the notes. No, listen, let me say it right. I'll put the verse list in the comments on YouTube when I edit it.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you very much, brother. We sure appreciate it. That's wonderful work. Now, hold your hands out and say this with me.
I sow my life.
As a seed today. My time, my talent, and my treasure.
My faith and my words of love.
I receive the hundredfold return. That you were speaking about in Mark.
I want all my harvest to be used on this earth to preach the gospel.
Right here and around the world wherever you send it.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Now wait, I want you to get this. This is the whipped cream and the cherry on the top of the whole night. You just made a confession of faith about Jesus' statement of a hundredfold return. We may not even understand it all, but what did you do? You just spoke in faith saying, I receive it. And now Jesus is the high priest of what you just said. He's the one that put it in Mark chapter 10. And he's the one that's going to show you how it's going to work. How cool is that? And cool ain't even the right word, but that was my 70s word. You know how every generation has their words?
Fantastic is a good word.
It's fantastic. Now, see, there goes Phyllis' generation. Isn't that a weird word, fantastic?
No.
How about awesome?
Awesome.
I like it.
Awesome. Amen. Amen.
Me too.
Amen. You guys are about the same age or something.
Ooh, I'm the oldest. Who are you talking about?
No, I'm just teasing with you. But, you know, every generation has their own words. And God understands them all. Aren't you glad he understands every one of us?
Of course.
And he doesn't condemn a one of us.
We are eternally young.
There's no age in heaven.
There's no what?
Age.
Oh, age. I thought you said H. I'm like, Roger, heaven starts with an H. What are you saying? All right, well, here's what we got to do. Those of you that joined us on the different platforms, we bless you tonight. All of our friends in Blog Talk Radio, we're glad to be back with you tonight. Just stick in there. Make sure you click the like, click subscribe, and hit the bell so that you're notified every time we're here. We're in a slight bit of adjustment for a period of time. Hopefully, we beat it all last week. And just stick with us. And we're going to take this where we are right now and go to a whole new level in God. Every day when you wake up, say, Lord, use me today to do things I've never seen before. Because that's what he wants to do with your life. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. I'll tell you what. Tonight, I added another whole process tonight. And my computer has handled it wonderfully. Now, somebody shout, glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Well, till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God
loves you.
And Jesus
is Lord.
And Jesus.
Pastor Baker, May your ministry increase 100-fold, and may your ministry of the nations increase 100-fold.
Amen. I receive it, and I agree with that, Roger. In Jesus' mighty name. For those of you with us on Blog Talk Radio, if you wish to have this translated into your native language so that they could hear what we're preaching in their native tongue, please contact me. And I want to make it happen with you. And God's given me a plan, but I got to have you contact me. And I need your help to get it done. And it's going to put you right into the work of the ministry. And you won't even have to have a church or a building or nothing. Just your willingness to help me get this done. And there's a great plan there in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, which is tomorrow at noon. This is what I have to say. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Thank you.
And amen. May his blessing, may the blessing of the Lord, not the blessings, his hand of blessing on all of your life, make you rich. Not a millionaire, rich, abundantly blessed in every area, and
thank
add
you,
no
you.
Sorrow with it, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
See you soon.